We are ITJ Radio.
Excellence in every voice.
And we are live.
Hi, we are Equipox. I'm Miguel Angel. And after that, everyone introduce themselves. And we are going to share with you some scary Mexican legends.
Diego is going to tell us about the Island of the Dolls.
Oh my God.
Barrera said to either come across the body of a young girl floating in the canals of Fayette to save her from drowning. The next day, Barrera found the doll drifting down the canal, belonging to the girl. He hung the doll from a tree in her memory and as a testament to ward off evil spirits. It is sometimes claimed that Barrera found a second doll in the canal the next day. It speculated that after he died, the young spirit hunted the island and spent her. Barrera began carrying the trash and trading produce from his garden exchange for more dolls. Evidence of girl extinction has yet to be reported. In 2021, Barrera Neipel came to the island to help his uncle.
Ooh.
As they fished in the canal, Barrera the 20 sank passionately, claiming that mending. In the water were calling for him, the Nay left bright and upon his return found Barrel listened face down in the canal in the same spot where the girl was said to have drowned. Since the island became open to the public, where have been reports of the dolls moving their heads, arms and opening.
Ay, this is so scary. What do they have then?
Their eyes visitors all claim to have heard the dolls whispering to each other. Visitors organize place offerings around the dolls, exchange for mentioning and blessings. Some change the dolls' clothes and the maintain the island as a form of worship.
It's so scary, that story. Continue, Lynn.
We are going to listen to the next song. This is Halloween.
Hey, this isn't over yet.
We are at ITJ Radio.
And we'll be right back.
See something strange.
Come with us and you will see. It's our town of Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the middle of night. This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene. Trick or treat.
Tell the neighbors on the drive-by.
It's our town. Everybody scream. In this town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding.
We're back.
And this is ITJ Radio.
Now that we are back, Gussie is going to tell us about the legend of La Llorona.
Oh my God.
No way. Do anyone know about this legend?
There are many stories about Llorona, but one makes you terrible. I am Gussie from the Keybox. Once upon a time, in a small town in Xochimilco, lived a beautiful woman. His name is Maria. Maria have two beautiful kids that she loved with all her heart. One day, her husband of Maria makes infidel, and Maria are crying and crying and crying. She is so sad because that, but not that sad. If
this is very terrible.
Yeah, it's a tragic story, but Llorona gives us the story is so difficult from beautiful child husband. Cry and cry even more after this suffered terrible. To get vengeance off her husband, she drove her kids into the river. This act makes unhappy, very unhappy, and she tried to scream at Seth, "Ay, mis hijos! Ay, mis hijos! Ay, mis hijos!" After that, she died of sad. Her soul is in pile, refused, and made the living ones. Now they cry.
Ooh.
And her soul, he said every night in a river, "Ay, mis hijos," and she will never in peace. Then we do continue, please.
We are going to listen to the next song, Ghostbusters.
Hey, this isn't over yet.
We are at TJ Radio.
And we'll be right back.
And this is ITJ Radio.
One of the Spanish Mexican legends,
La Nahuala.
Is sure that is the third Nevel?
Yes, I sure.
Okay. The Nahuala is a spirit so scary, not?
Yes.
Oh.
Miguel, are you sure you want to talk about this one?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes, don't be afraid, Leon. Nothing is going to happen.
The legend of the Nahuala. It was the year 1807 in Puebla de Los Angeles. The story goes that the witch lived in an abandoned mansion in what today is La Casa del Alfeñique Museo Regional. Although the true name is of the witch is unknown, they call her La Nahuala because of the verb Nahuali that refers to deception. It seems that the witch by day shown by the figure of a beautiful woman, and by night she assumed a very horrible animal form to scare anyone who ran into her and steal children for rituals. The ritual she performed, she ate them. Terrified, all the families locked themselves in their homes, but as soon as the sun went down, years passed, and...
Wow, this is terrible. Yes. Continue, please.
I know. Terrified, locked themselves in their home as soon as the sun went down. Years passed and the witch died, but her ghost remained in the house. One day, two curious children ran away from home
and entered the abandoned mansion to check if the legend were true. The Nahuala appeared to them and captured the older brother while the little one was trying to escape and ask for help. Soon after, the younger brother arrived with his family and the community, who were able to rescue the child kidnapped by the witch. Because of these people, she disappeared, but there are rumors.
Please don't continue, it's so scary, please, no!
But there are rumors that she steals carving for kids. Would you dare to enter the mansion?
He's so scary!
Yes!
Wow, that was really spooky, don't you think?
Yes! You, Miguel?
The only thing that I can tell you is that we enjoy a lot making this spooky program.
Then we continue with ends with a music so beautiful, I think. Please, this is Halloween.
No, spooky skeletons.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek.
We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to socialize,
but I don't think we should.
This was ITJ Radio.
Thanks for listening and follow us on Spotify.
See you next time.